The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
CBS, Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. ETF, what is an ETF? I welcome Simon Constable, writing for The Wall Street Journal, Barron's, and other distinguished publications, to introduce us to a phenomenon that's overtaken Wall Street these last years for the retail investor and professionals, but retail is where the stars are. Simon writes of this. What is an ETF? What is an index ETF? What is a managed ETF? How to choose? Simon, a very good day to you in the south of France, where ETFs reach into every part of our lives these days. But what are they? Where did they come from? Good evening to you, Simon.
Good evening to you, John. Thanks for having me on the show. An ETF is an exchange-traded fund. And think of it like a mutual fund, but different. You know, you can buy a stock on the New York Stock Exchange. You can buy it, you can sell it. And an exchange-traded fund works like that. You can buy some units in the fund, and then you can sell them at any point when the market is open. And they come in two basic types. One is an index fund, and an index ETF was first invented in Canada in 1990. And then that sort of tripped off the whole ETF revolution, which has gone through from then until now. And over the last few years, we've had not just index funds are those that track indexes like the S&P 500 or the Russell 2000, et cetera, and various bond thingies and all that sort of stuff. And now we have actively managed ones, which where the ETF has a manager who selects which securities or assets to buy and which to ditch. And it's that bit that's really changed over the last decade. So in 2015, less than 10% of new ETFs were actively managed, with that manager that makes decisions. And over the last 3 years, or three and a quarter years, we have seen more than 50% of new ETFs that were created on the exchange were actively managed. So clearly there's a turning point in this market after a very long time.
What does a managed ETF look like? What's in it?
What's in it is basically we'll come up with some parameters and it will be managed. It will be decided for specifically by who's doing the management of it. So it's a John Batchelor fund for large cap stocks. It will almost certainly be large cap stocks, but it will be the John Batchelor who decides which particular large cap stocks to hold and which ones not to hold or to sell or to have a smaller amount of, or it could be a small cap fund. But again, it will be, it will have parameters that will say we will invest broadly in this area, whatever that area is. It might be energy stocks, it might be gold stocks, it might be healthcare stocks, but it will be specifically the manager who decides which specific companies to buy or which assets to buy.
Compare and contrast. A mutual fund investor from the 20th century asks, what's an ETF to me? What are the advantages and disadvantages of going ETF away from your mutual fund?
This is pretty interesting. So when you have a mutual fund, you can basically sell it once a day. At the end of the trading day, you can say, yes, I want to sell this. And that's the only time you can cash out. With an ETF, you can buy it or sell it at any point during the trading day. So on the New York Stock Exchange, it'd be from 9:30 right through to 4. And that price can move up and down throughout the day. And you can pick what you consider to be the best time to sell that. That doesn't happen with a mutual fund. So that's part of it. But the other part is the tax situation is really quite different. So when an actively managed mutual fund sell some stock at a profit, you are immediately liable for the capital gains. Now, the IRS gives you some time to pay those taxes on the capital gains if they're required, but you can't really control what the active manager's doing in the mutual fund for tax purposes. Whereas with an ETF, there are no capital gains tax consequences until you sell your units in the ETF. So you, just like with a stock, you buy the stock, no capital gains will ever be taxable until you sell that stock. Whereas with a mutual fund, again, you don't have control. In the ETF, it's the same as what I said with a stock. If you buy it and hold it, there'll be no tax on your capital gains until you actually sell that thing. So that's quite a different thing. You have a lot more control with that, with an ETF.
I read your article in the Wall Street Journal, and I think to myself, I don't know whether this is good or bad, but it certainly is a big trend is sweeping over us. Is it the pandemic? What did it? What, Simon, why did people decide no more mutual funds, no more individual stocks? I'm going to buy a gold ETF. Was it? Why now?
This has been something that's been changing over the years. And I should point out that still there are a tremendous amount of assets held in mutual funds across America. And that's institutional inertia, largely, and also customer inertia. They've got the money in the mutual funds. They're happy with the gains over time. But it's the new money that's coming in that's going towards these ETFs. One is that the fees are lower for the companies, and therefore that makes the fees lower for the customers as well. So lower fees, we know, are better than higher fees. It's one of those things. If you go to a restaurant, you pay more for a meal, you might get a better meal. When you pay more for a fund of any sort, you don't necessarily get a better fund. In fact, it would be better if you had a very low fee thing. And so those lower fees are attracting people, the greater liquidity, the ease of use, and the ability to do things when you want to do it, not when the institutions say, oh, you can sell at this point in the day, and that's it.
All right, let's look at an ETF that's managing food right now, wheat and corn in particular. The damage to the dam in the Dnieper River Valley is said to affect, in future, food stocks coming out of Ukraine. Can you see it in the commodities pricing?
Yeah. In the grains market, we're seeing a little bit of a blip on the price of wheat. So we were at 582 on May the 31st, and now that is up to $6.32. That's $6.32-$6.33 per bushel, which is the standard unit for wheat. And we've seen a little bit of an increase. So from, let me get the same date, May 31st, for a bushel of corn, it was $5.94 per bushel. And now that's gone up to $6.08. So a little bit of an increase, reflecting that the crops might be destroyed or at least impaired at this point. That could get worse if the flooding does more right. damage than people were expecting. It's not a huge difference, though. It's not like when the war started, when prices just jumped to massive, massive heights. That's incomparable with this. It is a terrible thing, though, what happened with the dam.
So we don't see any war inflation yet in commodity prices. So I move from, we're always tracking inflation. I move from commodity prices to energy prices. Any change in your diesel or your natural gas or electricity rates?
So the diesel prices have been falling across Europe over the last few weeks, and we're seeing that at the pumps. It's filtered from the wholesale level to the pumps, and that's very good, and that's a very happy situation. Let me loop back to the wheat as well. The wheat crop here in southern France looks like it's going to be very, very good. And I know that because I'm right in the middle of a farming area, and so when I drive along the very narrow roads in the country here, I can no longer see round corners because the wheat is so high. And that's an indication of a very, very good crop coming our way soon. But let me go back to the energy prices. Energy prices have moderated quite a bit right. here in France and across Europe. And that's a very good sign for inflation because in many ways, energy is at the root cause of all inflationary surges.
France is said to be experiencing another round of protests over the decision of the government to change retirement from 62 to 64. Do you see that disruption in the south of France, at trains, in villages, anything like that? We have less than 30 seconds.
Yes, some trains have been cancelled without warning, and that happened earlier this week. I can expect that to continue happening. People are working around it, but we're not seeing protests of any major consequence. And those things that are happening protest-wise are very modest things. So all good on that front.
Yeah, and you don't see the police deployed for riot gear the way we did the first time. Nothing like that.
Yeah, yes, we do see police deployed quite a lot where there are lots large groups of people happening, but I think that's just become a norm now. It wasn't aggressive policing in any way, just some people right. In camo and some people in, you know, front national national police uniforms.
Simon Constable in the south of France. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why MyLowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only 6/19 through 6/25. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.